Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon. Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, episode 29.
Tip, tip, da doodly doo.
What you be gawking at?
Mind your peepers.
Young to be kissing.
That hooligan is about to kiss her right in the mouth, and I don't need to be talking in this accent anymore.
Thank you.
And that about sums up an average episode.
Yep.
Yep.
So, welcome to good old episode 29, the one before episode 30.
Yay, we're up there. We're almost middle-aged.
I've already had my midlife crisis. I realize I'm never going to get a medal set one before I turn 60.
It's true. It's true.
Damn, AmiAmi. Damn you to hell.
So yeah, AmiAmi decided to put up the birth stuff, and we missed it, and now we're paranoid.
I don't think
it's all your fault, Brian. It's Juki.
Remember, didn't we say in the season 2 we're revealing our names?
Yeah. Because I'm too lazy to
revealing
censor anymore.
That we're all spies and we work at the bottom.
Who are these master spies?
Morgan?
They use public transportation.
Morgan Guillermo Grimes.
Guillermo?
That's his name!
I know.
It's like his name's Charles Irving Bartowski.
Isn't they just one of the funniest middle names ever for these people?
I don't think Sarah has a middle name. Does Casey have a middle name?
Her middle name is Lisa. Her real name.
Her real name, but not her new name.
Not her new fake spy name. I don't know. I don't think they've said Casey's name. I can look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, go do that.
Okay.
Remember the episode where John Casey's like, Mama, it's Johnny boy.
Who apparently couldn't have been his mother because his name's not John.
That's true. Continuity error. Oh, snap. Unless he just knew it later, because his name's... Spoilers. Alex. And Bryce's dad dies.
Your mother dies, you faggot. No. That's just rude. And it doesn't say anything about a middle name, so...
Schindler's List 2. Schindler's pissed. Oh, that was pretty good.
Where the hell did that come from?
I was instructed to say it.
Okay.
I think Brian's red. I can see him now. He's just his white shirt with like a cherry pop head.
Stop making fun of me, God.
I'm sorry, it was funny. It's funny because I have the same exact problem.
When I start laughing, I like stop breathing. And it really hurts.
God, he's going to die one of these days in the middle of a podcast. Someone's going to tell a joke so funny, he's just going to stop breathing.
We all know that he's going to go into a diabetic coma because he refuses to admit that he has diabetes. You have diabetes. No, you! Shoves cookie in mouth.
Eats more popcorn.
What does popcorn have to do with it?
I don't know. I have nothing to do with it.
Well, either that, he's gonna get popcorn lung and go into a diabetic coma. And then laugh so hard he can't breathe.
All at the same time.
Yes.
I'll magically develop popcorn lung at the same time all this is occurring.
My God.
So why the hell are we talking about this right now?
I don't
now?
Know. We haven't even gotten to the one-up yet.
This is like pre-ramble time, ramble time.
This is the longest we've spent in a long time before the one-up.
I think we found the title for this pre-ramble time, ramble time.
That's what I'll put.
You're like causing a coughing epidemic. Stop.
Sorry.
I keep trying to swallow, but
nothing's happening.
Well, I guess it was. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know what. I mean, I know what it's from now, but I was just instructed. I just do what I'm told.
So let's just go into the one ups.
Okay.
Before we all die. So.
poor us. Well, that sounded funny. Because I was about to laugh during it. So it came out funny. There's just awkward silence for a second.
Who's going first?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, damn it. Oh my god. People are just going to, first time listeners are going to think this is just complete nonsense. It's just three idiots laughing.
Ryan, go.
It is three idiots laughing.
That's what every episode is.
First, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
You always go first. That's your job. You come first.
Juku Shinobi always comes quickly.
Just ask Kenji Matsuda.
Or Charles Carmichael.
So. What the fuck's up with me? I ordered.
Jeffster! That's what's up with him.
I ordered some shirts from our store. For Ryokia's store, that's our store too. I don't know really what's going on with that.
It's our store. Lol. God,
so, we'll also be buying shirts too.
Those should be here maybe this week.
You gonna do a vlog for it?
Yeah.
Because we now have Epic Goat Cock t-shirt.
I told Rio that I'd do a vlog. Because he wanted to see he would lose it.
You talk funny.
He wanted to see what the shirts look like, so I told him that I would do that. But I got my medal sets.
Boo!
Count the medals 1, 2, and there isn't the third one yet.
Suck it.
I got 6 more Koa medals to add to my Seto.
You need Seto to die.
Kaiba? Bitch! Damn it!
And his gay brother Mokuba.
Mokuba!
Big brother, you have to stop fighting.
That's not Mokuba's voice. What are you talking about?
It's Mokuba's voice in Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
The more superior version of Yu-Gi-Oh! What else is going on? I had a Pokemon tournament on Sunday.
You lost.
No, I went 4-2. I didn't do bad.
Something about Rhyperior. Some guy named James likes him. My chair keeps squeaking. I apologize. I'm going to get it oiled next week.
Okay, you better. That's about all, I think. My, the first reviews finally got up.
Took fucking long, man.
After, like, 4 weeks, they finally got up.
That's what she said.
So, anyway. Moving along.
It took you 4 weeks to get it up.
Hello.
Hello, text message. I almost cut my boob off in that vlog, but whatever.
My pole boob.
Sound like boop. Pole boop. Oh, God. Man, we're like all high today or something.
I don't know where I am or what's going on.
You're in your room. We've been over this like 27 times. You're in your room. Ow.
Oh.
Anyway, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, so I guess I'll go.
You will go.
Oh.
No, that's later. We're going to talk about O's.
I got a Golden Sun today. I haven't started it yet, but I got that today. And then I got Sin and Punishment 2 on Wii from Target.
Can you get Epic Mickey?
$13.
It's a Christmas gift.
But it's a Christmas gift.
Oh, okay.
I'll get it next week Friday at our family Christmas party. So.
Oh, that's how you get Christmas early, because Shukun Shinobi gets Christmas early.
I sleep when it's okay to celebrate Christmas.
Go, Dawson, go, before he starts talking again.
Okay, okay, so, like, nothing. I mean, okay, I beat Aspro. For those of you that aren't up on your Dawson Rider slang, that's Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. And it was really good, and a really good twist ending. And I played the multiplayer, and I was all smiley face because I killed people in there. And it's really kind of nerve-wracking. It's just... Go eat cock. It's nerve-wracking. What? Damn, I got distracted. Because, like, people are after you at the same time you're after other people, and it's just kind of cool. So I beat that, playing a little bit of the multiplayer. Horse! I haven't gotten anything in the mail. I'm so sad. Like, there's been no vlogs or anything. I think I said it last week that my box from Amiyami shipped, so it's still shipping. With, like, the Kandroids and the Darts, Wargreymon and shit, and Emperor Kiva and some kind of Kiwami. I don't even know which one it is.
Is it Galen?
No, it's Garen. Kamen Rider Gallon? What is he, the water rider? And then my Dark Kiva ship from HLJ. They actually decided to fulfill one of my orders, which is nice. Thank you. But so yeah, that stuff's shipping. We're just stocking on Miami. Nothing else much going on. Well, I guess I'll let this asshole go since he won't stop making noise like a 4-year-old.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Since last week, I got my Denki Unagi Kandoroid in the mail. Emperor Kiva and V3 should be here soon. Hooray for me. Still can't get that Dark Kiva, though, because AmiAmi's a bunch of bitches. And still can't get
a bunch of bitches. They're not in stock anyway.
So I'm the only one that has Dark Kiva, and you're the one that's got metals. So I think Dark Kiva beats metals.
Shut your mouth.
He does beat metals.
Shut your whole mouth. And still got no tow ride vendor because, once again, AmiAmi, bunch of bitches. Still trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing with Metal Set 2 because HLJ is a bunch of cockbags.
Oh, fuck, I forgot you don't have Metal Set 2.
Yeah, they don't fulfill orders because they're cockbags.
I'm the only one that has Metal Set 2.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I feel like pointing to my non-existent Goey cock shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
And,
I'm so cool. I have Sagozo twice.
Yeah, you need to go die. And let's see what else. Thank you. I filmed the reviews for that, so by the time this goes up, those will be up. So hopefully y'all have watched it and have been like, oh, this was awesome, because it was. And I actually turned the light out for my review of Denki Unagi, because I wasn't an idiot.
I gave you the idea, asshole.
It's obvious to turn the light off, jerk face.
Well, clearly not, because I didn't do it, fuck face.
No, you're just stupid.
All right, you two separate corners.
Oh. Fine. Let's see what else. I don't know. I told off the cheese a couple of times. That was fun. Told her to go die.
Yusuke.
Indeed. Did call her a hoe, so that was fun. What else? That's about it, I think. Just trying to buy O stuff, and I can't. Because Bandai does not understand supply and demand. So
they really don't.
People want to buy 100, so we'll make 5. No.
No.
You're right. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
So I think that's it for my what's upperoos.
Upperoos? We're not in Australia. Shuki wants nothing to do with Australia. That sounded Australian. I've got to cut that.
Yeah. I would think he would because that one guy that donated to us lives in Australia. He loves us.
Just send him his shit. We're sorry.
I thought you guys were on that.
We saw a shiny ball, okay? Oh, look, a shiny ball. Okay, time for the news. Fine, that joke fell flat, man.
Yep. So. Anyway.
So I have to yawn. Like, I don't know, I'm all out of breath. And I'm not out of breath, but like, you know that feeling when you get when you're tired? Well, I don't know.
He doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about anymore. Just do the news, man.
So as always, we'll start with toy news.
I like toys.
Uh-huh.
No, but none of us like toys. We hate toys.
I'm changing up the order from the list a slight bit.
Why?
Oh.
Because I said so. So, first up, we talked about this last episode. I think, yeah, it was last episode, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Cyclone Joker Gold Extreme. I get the fucking thing.
Sijix. It's Sijix.
Sijix.
SH Figure Arts. It's finally up on the Tamashii web shop thing.
So go get it now.
3,990 yen retail. I have no idea how much the Metal Men are charging, but I would guesstimate probably about 4,000 something. 5,000 at the most, which is terrifying. But anyway, it does come with an exclusive Tamashii stand with the Cyclone, Joker, and Extreme symbols with the green, the black, and the gold with his name on it, looking all cool. So since he has wings, you can make him float and shit, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Floats your CJGX.
Boat?
His wings move and shit. I don't know how articulated they are, but...
This is wings.
Okay. Apparently his wings make noises like that.
Yeah. They look funny closed.
They do. So, they kind of look like a cape like that, but whatever.
Thanks, Pidgey, / all other birds in Pokemon ever.
So anyway, I'm kind of... It looks nice from here.
From here, if you stand in the back of the room...
I'm disappointed that they're not coloring the joint for the Cyclone side, since all the other exclusives, I think, had Barber-colored joints, but... the gold looks nice, the stand's definitely awesome, and I don't know, I kind of like the wings, so we'll see what it's like when it comes out in April.
I definitely think the figure art's better than like what the suit looked like when we saw it.
Well, yeah, the problem with the suit in the show, or in the movie rather, was it was very, very yellow.
Yeah.
Whereas the figure art, at least from the pictures, is more of a proper gold color.
Yeah.
So the figure art's looking a little bit
like
better.
Like, in the pictures, it almost looked like they were just using the extreme suit and just, like, photoshopped in the color.
They might have, I don't know.
That's true, but I definitely love that it comes with the stand.
Nagadeno.
It's true. But he'll be in my display all epic, like, oh, I have wings and shit, I look like a weird
like
techno
Jesus
butterfly.
Of double form.
Pretty much.
You have any thoughts, sir? Jedi Man?
I don't know. I mean, the figure looks okay. I'm not buying it, but here's the thing about it is we can say all we want now that it looks pretty, and then when it comes out, shit's gonna be changed on it. So they may change the.
Oh my god! The left quarter of his ear is totally off. That is complete shit. SH figure art's going downhill.
We'll be talking about that later.
Yeah, I couldn't resist.
So as of right now, if they use that color, it's all cool guy face. But if they go to that yellow color, all hell's gonna break loose.
Well, it's like saying that Shinken Gold's gonna turn into Shinken Yellow.
That's different. Because Shinken Gold looked gold in pictures, not yellow.
No, he looked yellow on the TV show, not on the figure.
That's what I'm saying.
Are we having an argument about color palettes again?
I don't really know what's going on.
I don't either. Let's just move it along.
Okay. Next up on the Premium Bandai Shitfest.
God damn it.
We've got Deluxe Sound Capsule Gaia Memory EX Gaia Memory Complete Selection 2. Yeah.
There's just nothing.
Son of a cock.
So Complete Selection 1 was the Dopant Memory set. Which
they decided that they didn't take enough of our money.
Yeah, they decided that they wanted to take an additional 150-something bucks out of our pockets and give us a T2 set plus additional shit. So we've got the 26 T2 memories, axle through zone, and then we've got 9 other additional random shits. So we've got Bat, Spider, and Ocean, which are all going to be Dopant memories like the complete selection.
Ocean!
And then we've got another Skull memory. No one really knows what's up with this. Because, I mean, there was a Skull capsule memory already. There's no real reason to distribute it again. But the rumors going around that Sokichi's going to use a different Skull memory in the movie. Because they, like, don't have refined guy memories yet.
Refined? It's like a wine.
What the hell else are you going to call them, asshole?
It's an unfiltered Gaia memory. It's got dirt on it.
They're called purified, technically.
Purified, refined, so. I don't care. They're the same fucking word.
Technically, it's called purified, so you want to be completely correct?
Purified, whatever. So an unpurified skull memory, maybe. I don't know. Fuck. But
like Dopant skull?
Yeah. But there's an additional skull in the set for some reason or another that we don't know yet.
Didn't they show a picture of it?
Plus, I don't know.
No, they showed Bat and Spire to you, cock.
Well.
Anyway, there's 5 other ones that we don't know. It's safe to assume one's probably going to be the memory.
We only want the chicken and egg one over here.
I would love that so much.
Anybody that wants chicken and egg, say hey.
Hey.
We're always so like lackluster. It sounds like someone's like choking us. Like Brian's first video. I said I'd do these reviews. They said they wouldn't murder me.
Now I have the biggest ego ever.
Sure.
Something on you has to be big.
Oh my god.
I don't know where I'm going with that. Anywho,
Hadoge.
Hadoge no Sagaido.
Oh my god, I'm scared now.
I
didn't know we were going to go Sager's World.
Like, oh god.
That's where he lives with Kenji Matsuda.
No.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'm excited. Like, I don't know. I'm always excited. I'd love.
He's always excited for everything.
Oh, boy, breakfast! I'd bake it this morning. It was delicious.
Can you wave it in front of the camera again?
No. But I know. I'm just happy to have him. There's something like on the page or something. I don't really know. Someone pointed out that like apparently they don't work in the drivers. Which would basically mean that holding down the button doesn't do anything. So, yeah. I don't really know what they're doing, whether if you press the button once, it'll just say the name and then do the noise, or whether there is no noise, but apparently they don't do anything special on the driver, so take that as you will.
What are you doing? What are you like? You look like, sound like you're like grinding sand or something. Like you're like, I don't know, I can't even make that noise. He's got a bondage ball again.
Just sits there and laughs. So anyway, discuss.
Okay, so if this clown would shut up. Alright, put a bondage ball on him. Let's go. He'll wear himself out eventually. Will somebody come in there and move his jacket? Well, this is going to be a funny chapter title for this. I guess I'll just...
Just go.
Okay, so...
Talk over him.
I'm excited for the set, too. Like, when I saw it, it's kind of like a mixed emotion. Where you're like, fuck, more memories. I thought we were done. But at the same time, I was happy because I want, like, this display of memories. Because I love Double so much. So it's like, I'm kind of mad that we're essentially buying 75% of memories I already have just for a blue tip. But at the same time, I think it's going to be really cool looking. And it's going to look nice with the whole overall memory collection. And I don't really mind spending... I had a stutter. I don't mind spending money. On Double stuff as much as I do other stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, when you first see it, you're like, oh, damn it, more money. And you're like, but it's Gaia memory, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But and it's not just the blue tip, though, because it's the purified look and the different colors. And so you get cool guy looking Nazca. And now finally Brian can spell out Shuquin Shinobi and Gaia memories. And
I can spell Shuquin Shinobi reviews.
Oh my god, you're stealing my Shuquin Shinobi review, except for with a...
I'm not gonna talk like...
Yes, you are. That's the frog pod, it's not me. You just insulted the frog pod, now he's crying.
I love my frog pod.
But, I also like... I like the ability to get the spider and bat memories. Dopant memories, and the... I'm thinking... I'm hoping somewhere along the line is a bomb memory, because seriously.
Well, if we get that, like, aren't we going to have every memory that appeared in the show?
That's the point.
Yeah, like, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we can go to, like, the malls and be like, want to buy some guy memories? Fuck you, I spent too much money on this, and then run.
they go to grandma, just shut the box and run away.
It'd be funny, like, this mall security chases you, and they, like, corner you, and you just pull one out and push it. And try to stick it in you, nothing happens. Ding. Invisible. You can't see me. Run off.
Take out the invisible. But... Just jab it into your neck and run.
Do you realize how big our Gaia memory picture is going to be?
I know.
It's
going
to have to be multiple pictures. You would have to like be on a crane to take a picture of all of them in one shot. And then you wouldn't be able to see what the hell they are.
I'm gonna kick mine from a helicopter. By the time it comes out, we're gonna have an RR helicopter because we're gonna be that big, and we're just gonna like take
satellite photos of it.
We're going to have to get that Taylor Swift panoramic camera.
Oh yeah. We could take a picture of all our fans.
And all five people. And take it all at once. But yeah, it's going to be a freaking huge-ass picture. But memories, yay.
Yay. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, face.
Right, so, we got some O's toy stuff. Nothing really new, just...
We don't have O's anything, because they're sold out everywhere. True.
Speaking of which, hold on.
I checked already.
Yeah, I've been checking, too.
We'll start with...
I guess I'll just fake book, then. Fake book?
Fake book.
Yeah.
We'll start with the birth driver, which I don't have pre-ordered.
I know, me either!
Anyway, the birth... Actually, that's the birth buster picture over there. Anyway, the birth driver comes with the Sasori and Kani cell metals, like you said before. How it works is you insert basically any metal. I don't think it actually bothers to read which one.
Oh, fuck.
But,
Sorry.
It's supposed to be the Sasori metal as the Henshin metal, but you stick that in there and then...
Really?
Yeah. I think that's Sasori. Hold on. Yeah, that's Sasori.
Oh, but is that just telling you stick a metal in there, or...
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any specific...
Reader or whatever?
I think it's just whatever metal he wants to use.
But if you want to be accurate, you're going to stick the right metal in there.
Yeah.
Push his glasses up.
So anyway, you stick one cell metal in there, and then turn the crank, and it'll go like, kapone, or whatever the fuck the Gashapon noise is.
Katone.
It says kapone.
Turn my crank, oh.
Like Al Capone.
Crank it!
Crank it, and then crank the dial. The caps will open up, and there'll be a white light, and you'll transform it.
White light, part one or two?
Both.
Okay.
And then stick...
Does Kimberly still faint?
What?
And then they stick it in?
Sure.
Ugh.
She's fainted. Stick it in. Oh, God. I couldn't resist.
She can't say no.
So, anyway, you stick another cell metal in there, and then it'll go through all the arm thingies that we'll talk about later. The drill arm and the boob cannon and the crane arm and the
capitilla
shovel
legs.
Arm and the caterpillar rags and the cutter
rags.
And then to do the whatever his version of a scanning charge is, you just stick two cell metals in there and crank it, I assume. And there you go. So there is the birth driver. The birth buster, the good old abortion cannon, comes...
Oh my god. That's hilarious.
Comes so with the Evie cell metal, the Zo cell metal, and the Psy cell metal. Basically, you take the little capsule thingy, you stick... Does it tell you how many...
Six,
yes. I see the little number six there. Stick in six cell metals and then put it at the top. No, I did that wrong.
Oh my god.
No. Hold on. I got this. You put the six cell metals and you stick the one on the top. You fire the gun and it'll shoot. It won't shoot anything, obviously. But
obviously.
The cell metals will fall through the gun and then drop into the container at the bottom. And then after you fire the six shots, you can take that part off and then put it at the top. Or not the top, the front. I will kill you. And then fire and it'll be as all maximum final Tisatsu Waza.
It's the same nozzle. You take the nozzle, you put it in the top hole. Then you take it off the top hole, put it in the bottom hole. Then you put it in the front hole.
There's too many holes involved here.
Okay, well, I see that, but I was looking at the... Never mind. Fuck you.
No,
put it
thank
in there,
you,
stick it at the top, stick it at the bottom, things fall through, put it at the front, nope.
And it shoots.
Yeah. Gorilla Android, Gorilla Cell Metal.
If someone didn't know what we were talking about, like that episode.
He basically just stands there and waves his arms around looking badass. So, good for him. I love the can design.
Me too.
It's probably the most can-looking one we have.
Yep.
It's so canned, you can't even handle it. You can't even handle it. Lol. That was great. It was all tiny.
So anyway, there's a candy toy Candroid set. Candy toy.
Golf clap.
Featuring Tora, Gorilla, and Unagi, but they're so tiny and stupid you don't even want to deal with it. And the metal case featuring Condor Cell Metal.
I'm dead sexy.
We can't pre-order that either, because...
Yeah. Yami's a bunch of bitches.
For Rio.
What about Melee?
She wasn't in the joke.
Dang it.
I got a secret.
What?
Okay.
So anyway, I'm excited for all this shit. I wish we wouldn't have missed the fucking pre-orders. I would have felt so much better about myself, but...
I know.
Now he thinks he's worthless again. Now
I have to beat Brian.
So anyway, here's Jedi Mon to talk to you about Birth's Arms.
Okay, so...
Or do I have birth correspondent? OBGYN.
Yep, I'm an amateur gynecologist right here.
Is that it?
Yep.
No, I was trying to think of that word earlier.
So...
Ophthalmologist.
That's an eye doctor.
I know! I'm sorry, it played out exactly like I did earlier.
Alright, so we have this funky picture of Axel and Birth looking up at the sky with Akiko in her little dress, and they're all gay. But that's kind of pointless. So here we have some actual shots of Basu and his armaments. And what this says here is that he's going to be in the movie. Duh, we knew that. Kyoto Maki, Dr. Maki, has a huge involvement with this. He created it using the data from O Metals and the Greeds as a base. It's meant to battle the Greeds and the Yummies. It brings out all the potential of a Cell Metal, and its power is like comparable to that of Greeds and O's. Here's some stats, which don't really mean anything, really. And a picture of something, I don't fucking know. And then it says the belt draws its power from Cell Metals by using a Cell Reactor. The Birth Buster is Birth's exclusive gun that converts Cell Metals into energy bullets. It's able to change from normal mode to Cell Burst mode to perform the special attack Cell Burst. And his special combat support system is called Claws, which stands for Cannon Leg Arm Wing System. And to use multiple gadgets simultaneously, he needs to use a Cell Metal for each gadget. Here we see the cutter wings. That's the yellow one. It says the wings are attached to the back, allowing him to go at 300 kilometers an hour, which means nothing to us Americans. And the wings are as sharp as swords.
I know, metrics.
Then we see this giant, giant cannon on his chest. This is called the breast cannon. And when he equips
nipple cannon,
nipple cannon. Oh, there goes Dirge.
Bye
Dirge.
Nose pull.
Oh, Dirge. Bitch, you have the same fucking mind.
And when he has his breast cannon equipped, he has very limited mobility because it's so big. I know someone who has that problem too, except she's a hoe now. Oh. And
just like Jedi Mon's girlfriend.
Thank you for explaining the joke.
GEC.
Your mother.
I'm trying to start a new trend.
No.
Yes.
And then we see, and that's the red attachment. Then we see the green attachment, the shovel arm. It's equipped to the left arm. Even though this is completely retarded because it's the right arm, somebody can't see left to right. Who wrote this post? It says from JE Fusion. Well, they can't figure out left from right. It's equipped to the right arm for hand-to-hand combat.
Then we see Geki Dan's post, but I don't know if he ripped it off of Orin's range or not.
Stop playing with your medals.
Stop playing with your sack. And
I don't have one anymore.
Oh god, your sack is gone.
Kenji took it.
I've got a chest now.
Oh my god. We've gone too far. It's official. This chapter shall be called We've Gone Too Far.
Then we see the blue one, the drill arm. It's equipped on the right hand for hand-to-hand combat, and the arm rotates at a high speed. There's another retarded left and right error. The crane arm, the orange one, which is on the left shoulder, not the right, and it's not even on his shoulder, it's on his arm, for medium range combat. And wait.
I wish people would just look at the pictures so we didn't have to listen to descriptions of them.
Well, that's why the pictures aren't going with the description. The shovel arm is the orange one.
You wouldn't notice that.
The crane arm is the green one on the right shoulder. Well, then that is right. It's just the pictures aren't going with the words under them. And the hook is attached to a wire and can be used in fights. Well, I would hope so. And then the purple attachment, the capitellar legs, it goes on the legs for better mobility. Really? It says the wheels...
The bus go round and round.
Yes. They don't only spin at a high speed for movement. They can also be used as weapons. Whatever.
You step on their face.
Yeah. And then the going rumor is that Berth will debut in the movie as a different character, and then later the driver will be passed on to Goto, a.k.a. Ride Vendor Guy, who's all cliche, pissed off second rider guy. Thoughts, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
I'm used to it now. I like it. I think it looks cool. I want to see everything in action, obviously, but I don't hate anything. I think it'll be fun to watch, and we'll see where it goes from there. I want to see if he gets, like, super Berth Battleizer mode.
Oh my god. Hilarious.
Everything at once. So you insert just, like, cell metal after cell metal.
It'll be exclusive figure art.
Uh-huh. I want to see them all turn into a scorpion.
You mean Ultimate Daiboken?
Ultimate diaper.
Ultimate formation. He's gonna be like bagel. Bagel.
He's not Jewish.
What? Junen Boruto.
Juman Boruto.
He said it, not me.
The Jew Man Group.
Oh God. Okay, here's my thoughts. White basketball. White basketball. I don't know. Fuck. I like smoothies. Well, we gave your thoughts last time. Didn't we talk about these exact pictures last time? Pretty much?
These ones go into detail on what they all do.
Okay, I just don't care for Berth. I'll have to see an action. Like I said, I think that the weapons gimmick thingy was cooler than I thought, except for the legs. But I still don't like Berth.
Well, I think that Berth looks like Sex on a Biscuit, whatever Shuki said before.
I think he looks like the opposite of Sex on a Biscuit.
Sex on Shuki?
He's looking more like a joke that was funnier than that, but I couldn't think of something fast enough, so.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep. So next we have...
rave phase?
We do have rave phase, but before that, this top picture above it is just a preview for next month with Tajador silhouetted and a silhouette of some robo combination from the Gosei shitface team up with the awesome Shinkingers.
Yeah, it's hyper...
It's like hyper ground Gosei
Great. It's hyper Gosei Great, except with Gosei Ground's head and the Nightic headers.
Brother headers, yeah.
Instead of the hyper header and the.
And we also see Pikachu with Snivy, Tepig, and Oshawott.
You mean Saja, Pokaboo, Mijimaru.
Yeah, whatever. And we see the other three combos, Rattata, Got to Carry Boss Saga, so, and Vasu.
That's what I think of Vasu.
But now for the fun time. It's the many faces of Ankh.
And, all about Ankh.
at the top, it left, it starts off with, hey, I'm just regular guy detective. But now I'm all dead face and AG's leaning over me. And then it goes to, hey, I'm all Ankh, greed guy now with fruit roll-up arm, sitting on a roof and getting my ear pulled by a strong chick girl. Then if we go further down, what we see is Ankh arm holding out medals to AG and him standing by watching AG going, you better not lose those medals, you faggot. And then we see when Ankh joined the nerd herd.
He was out on an
enough to join the nerd herd.
He went out on an install and is over here fixing this computer. This is before he stole that guy's iPhone.
Everyone has iPhones in the Chuckverse.
Yep. And I want to live in Chuckverse and get an iPhone. And then we see Ankh being strangled by Yuva because apparently he stepped on a bug or something and got all pissed off. So, but then for the real creepy picture of the whole thing, we see Ankh's rape face. He's just looking at AG like, hey there, baby. How you doing? You want some of this fruit roll-up arm? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Tastes like tropical fruit. Go ahead, lick it.
Why is he licking me?
Lick my wings. And then... and then AD's looking back at him like, dude, get your fucking hand off me before I'll rip it off.
I didn't know AG was black.
He is. He's part black. And then, I don't know what this picture here is, but this other bottom picture is Cowboy Ankh when he got fascinated by the Old West. And then there's an Indian and another cowgirl.
Will you stop it? Not you. You.
And then AG's all... And then AG's dressed up like a cow as part of, I guess, cowboy theme at the restaurant. So, that's fantastic. Now, have epic discussion about Ankh's rape face.
It's the best rape face I've ever seen, ever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Shuki's seen a lot of rape faces, so...
Oh, yeah.
He lives with Sankey. Oh, God, sorry.
He has the best... I told you to turn that off!
I thought it was done!
Anyway, I kind of want to see whether this, like, cowboy thing evolves into, like, some sort of, like, ridiculous episode, but it's probably just a dress-up day at the cafe like normal.
But do you see? Shuki beats us.
As she dressed up as a cow is hilarious.
A cow is? Oh, I get it.
Cow is.
Well, you smooshed them together.
I smooshed them together.
Wow, these monster spice.
Ooh, these monster ow! Spice.
Kids love me.
What are you talking about? Kids love me. So anyway, Ankh's rape face is terrifying.
I'm trying to figure out how this constitutes as news.
We just wanted an excuse to talk about his rape face.
I think that Shark will get turned on by this.
Shark is turned on by everything.
Yeah.
You're right.
Heart.
Shark's still trying to hit up my sister.
He'll always try to hit up your sister.
Yeah. I keep telling him no. He keeps going, but please, I wanna.
We're just quiet. Yeah.
Well, I thought someone else was gonna talk, but if we're done, I can go on to the next topic.
Yeah, sad face, come on.
Okay, so next up we have Merry Christmas for Gameru. So we have some rumors about O's, and this is about a Christmas episode and more for everyone's favorite sad-faced, dopey greed, Gameru. And it says that...
Greed.
Yep, and it says that the restaurant is decorated for Christmas, and Gameru is looking for Mizuru, who apparently has gone missing, comes in and starts to go
berserk. I think he likes her.
I think he's just stupid. And
you're right.
Let's see. It says this rumor about this, whatever. May or may not be true. We don't know. And it says, with these in mind, it seems like Gameru will be having quite a cold Christmas. Uh oh. Aside from that, there's a rumor with him saying that he's being absorbed by Mizuru. So there we go there. And another rumor here with this says that somebody posted that Akira Kushida will be playing the previous O's. And in case you are a complete tired monkey and don't know who that is,
me?
He does the voice of the O's driver and sings, does all the musical accompaniments and sings the theme songs of the three Space Sheriffs, Gavin Scheider and Sheravan, as well as many other songs for Toei over the years with their programming.
I think he does the vocals for the, like, the form names that are in the theme songs too.
In the, wait, what?
Like the, you know, top, the theme song for each song, like Got to Hear About Theme Song, Sagos.
Regret Nothing, Tighten Up, and the Sagos.
Oh yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah. He's in those songs too.
Yeah.
And he, I think he did. Someone said he did the Shin Kendo theme or whatever.
I can check that real quick.
But yeah, he does a lot of the songs for these people over the past like 30 years. So he's a cool guy. And I guess, you know, I think somebody said somewhere that apparently he was just so awesome that he made the belt and it had no sound, but then after hearing his voice when he shout out combo names, it just incorporated his voice into itself, which would just be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
But yeah, so is your mother's face.
Yeah. Gosh, man, I don't even say anything anymore.
Yeah, he did this Shin Kano song.
Yeah, so he does many, many songs for the Toys and the Bandais.
He was in my iTunes. I didn't even know it.
He's all in. He's all up in my iTunes.
That's weird.
He's up in my iTunes. Up in him. He's up in my iTunes all day long.
I'm so scared right now.
So, let's see. Oh my god, he's. I just typed Akira into my iTunes and his name appears 56 times.
What do you have?
It's all the Metal Heroes songs for like Scheider and all those. Then
Kevin downloads everything ever.
Then several of the other shows
and alphabetizes it.
I do. Then he's also got Sun Vulcan songs. And
you have the theme from Sun Vulcan in your iTunes?
I have everything. Then it says something from Magiranger. It says song for Magitopia.
Oh god,
and
I hate that song.
He does Abba Ranger. Let's see, We Are the One. Is that the opening or the ending?
Do we really need to drag out the podcast this desperately? He I think we have plenty to talk about.
Yes.
Oh lord. Apparently you guys are into this.
He does it's the ending theme.
This chapter should be called Digging Abba, Through Jedi Monster
Abba,
Playlist.
Abba Renja.
Okay.
That's all that guy. And so, yeah. And there was one more, but I forget what it was.
Okay.
Oh, something
sad,
else.
So sad.
There's another Abba Ranger song, so. Anyway, I don't even know why we're talking about this.
I don't know either.
The awesome can go eat a cock.
No, you.
Awesome is a cock.
No, you.
So, now talk about rumors, gentlemen.
Okay, go to... Wait, is this your job?
This is really nothing new, so...
Oh, I thought it was What's-His-Face's job.
I still hope that Mizul eats Gamel, because he deserves it. Gamel's a stupid. And it'll give a reason...
He was dropping boxes on people and laughing at them. He was like,
but like, I believe in the rumor only for the simple fact it would be a good kind of plot movement to get the whole Mizul's gonna be stronger than she is right now, so that when he does get the medals to the combo, it'll be more of a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. With the Shukun Shinobi, because he is all-knowing and all-powerful.
Yep. You know it, baby.
Oh, God. And since Dawson doesn't care, we can move on to the next rumors. So these are about Doktamaki and the dinosaur greed. So let's see. This says that there may be an explanation for why Maki went batshit crazy when his little doll fell. And it says that he might in fact be the dinosaur greed Gil, which would explain why he acts all weird and thinks of humans as specimens. And as we...
Or he could just be a freak.
This is true. And as we will see soon, he teams up with Kazari, and that this cooperation might be something else. According to the rumor, he is only manipulating Kazari. And the rumor, if you remember the rumor about the dinosaur combo, it says that it's very powerful and that the metals were in AG's grandpa's possession, and that when he uses it, he goes berserk. Well, with something with this latest rumor says that Birth can handle those metals, which I guess would mean that, like, you know, since they would be Doktamaki's, if he were the dinosaur greed, then he would know how to control their power. Right. So go ahead, Shuki. What do you think?
I believe this one too, or he's something. Because I think he's more than just deranged. I'm sure he's deranged. But
well, he's carrying a baby on his shoulder.
I think he's a little bit more than just kind of like normal deranged. I think there's something
more than just Dr. Maki. Yeah.
That was a loud breath. Dr. Maki. Whirlwind.
Shut him on, use whirlwind. there's something going on with that fuck. So.
This is all you, Dawson.
Well, I don't know. I don't really care.
We know, but I meant about
what
you.
What a probably... surprise!
Well, I'd just rather just wait for it to see if it happens or if it doesn't. I really don't care.
Well, I just meant because my part of the talking was over. It's your turn. I wasn't even talking about your opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, wait, cock.
I wasn't even talking right. about your opinion.
Okay. Okay. So.
Fuck that.
Okay, I said go eat cock. Just go eat it so I can talk. Anyway.
Fine.
Hey, I don't want to hear any sucking noises. That'd just be gross. Oh, God. Oh, we're so disturbing. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so just like last week, I'm going to be talking about the Gosei versus Shingenja pictures. It's like a love-hate picture relationship. Okay, so the first picture, we got Gia and Genta and Karu. Wait, we're already in one. And she's all, "Call me, please." Whatever. So they're sitting there all dressed in attire, and Genta's wearing a flag, which, because I'm completely uneducated, can't tell what flag it is. What flag is it? Somebody tell me.
France.
Well, I don't care about Frenchmen.
He went to France at the
I don't
end
care
of the
about
show.
Smelly Frenchmen.
You see? Here's Mr. Racist again.
Oh, anyway. So the second picture, this is the one you guys were talking about before with the Gosei shit, right?
Yeah.
You see it. Yeah, so I don't need to talk about that. Okay, now we have a picture here of, like, Dokuku, and he's all tricked out with that weird freak beast thing. Looks like it's feet freak me out. Anyway, there's a picture of him. He looks kind of cool. And then there's another picture of them with badass Shinken Red looking like a complete badass. Look at him. Now that's sex on a biscuit. Anyway, so yeah. Silent.
And this is a ward. I would like to point out that decked out Dokuku is Blade Ren.
What? It says right here in the post it's Dokuku.
Look at him. That's Blade Ran, man.
Is it?
It's
look at the face.
Dokuku and Blade Ran combined.
I have not watched Ghostager for like months.
I haven't either, and I can tell it's
when
Blade
I watched Ghostager, I did not
I can tell clear as day that it's not Dokuku.
Okay, I just scanned over the paragraph.
He's not drinking sake and getting drunk.
Okay, anyway. Continuing. What was that? Okay, now we have a picture of Shinken Red, regular super decked out, stabbing the Dokuku Blade Ran hybrid. Whatever, here's a fuck. And then we have a really odd looking picture. It looks like Black Shinken Red's about to slap Gosei Ren on the ass with his sword. And then we have kind of all mech pose with fuck, I'm forgetting the names of shit.
Daikai Shinkeno Daigayo, Datus Hyper and Ground Gosei Great. There you go.
There we go. And then we have a picture of Alta with his complete faggot face, which I just want to totally crush, holding Shinken Maru, and he's totally undeserving of it.
He's so tiny.
He just makes me mad with his fucking red shoes.
And it looks like it's got the hyper thing on it, too.
Does it?
Yeah, it's
It's all blurry.
Red disc on it,
so. I see it. Okay, yeah, and then he's fighting some Godoshu. And then, for whatever reason, Takaru decided that it was okay to touch Alita and just grace himself. So they're shaking hands. And then, I really don't know what's going on here.
Ryunosuke's scared and they're trying to comfort him.
Yeah, Ryunosuke's scared. The Ghost Agents are all trying to touch him. And they want him to wear a strange cap.
He's turning back towards the Shinkangers going, please help me. They won't stop touching me. I think this is their rape faces.
I'm pretty sure. And then we have a picture here of the Shinkangers staring down, or at least Chiaki, like, staring down the Ghost Agers, saying how shitty they are. And Gio over here being looking down disappointed at what a shitty Sentai team followed them.
He does. He looks so angry.
And Chiaki's like, you're a fucking disgrace.
She's just like, god damn
it. She's just like, how can this be?
She's like, god damn it. I spent all this time working with these samurai guys only to be followed by this shit.
And then we have, I almost said Mako again, Kojaha running away happily from them. She's like, yes, I never have to see them again. From One and, what's his name? Hyde? Yeah, that's it. So she's running away from them. She looks like a grandmother carrying this little satchel thing. Whatever the fuck that is.
It's a bag.
Well, no, the thing around her back.
Oh.
God. And then we got a picture here of that freak beast again. And then Badass Shingen Red holding Rekkudai Zento. And then he decided to pose with Ghost Eye Red. I just totally realized how gay Ghost Eye Red's pose looks. I mean, pose.
It's like, huh.
It's like, oh, I'm faggot. And then we have another gay pose by Ghost Eye Red. And then we have him striking another gay pose in the bottom right, and Shingen Red about to kill him for looking like such a disgrace.
Oh, it's true.
And then we have some sideways photos. Everyone turn your heads. We have Shingen Red holding his giant sword up to Ghost of the Night, like, mine's bigger than yours. And then another fight.
That's why Ghost of the Night's so cranky.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we have Epic Pose, which if you've never seen a Sentai movie before, you totally ruin the conflict of Shingen Red versus them. So they're all posing, and there's explosions.
No, that's just excess energy runoff.
You're right. So,
it's completely safe.
That's it.
That's about all.
I'm still super excited for this movie.
I'm excited to see the Shinkangers. I just want to see like him beat the shit out of Ghost Eye Red.
Yeah.
It's my all-time dream.
I want to see the whole Mugi Bazooka getting ready to blow up Ghost Eye Pink.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that already. How could I forget about that? Is that all we have to say?
Does anyone think that the monster thing might have anything to do with Shatari?
Possibly.
Maybe. It's all got a squid face. I was just...
Maybe. You never know. Does anybody think that Blade Ran and Dokuku are combined? That would never happen. Stop playing!
Yay!
Okay, so should I move on to the next story?
Yes.
Okay, so the next story is a highly detailed, accurate sketch of Gokai Red. This was clearly done by a master artist. Apparently, he has a really droopy fish monkey face. He wears a sailor's cap, sunglasses, got a goatee, one of his fists is a boxing glove, and the other one is dead. And his belt is a potato. So, this is what we get from the sketch.
He's got crossed swords on his chest.
Yeah, that's more like a sword crossing with a french fry, because the other one doesn't got a handle. Anyway, this sketch is compared to the early whatever pictures we got of them. And then it's noted here that he has a similarity to Akared, except Akared looks somewhat put together. I really don't care anything about Gokaiger at all, especially after the next story. Oh, come on. It's Gokaiger.
Exactly. Stop touching me.
Anybody else have any thoughts towards this masterpiece?
No.
Okay.
Your mother.
So now, upcoming on this next story, Gold Samurai's got a White Buster Beetleborg avatar. Heart. Anyway, So this next little bit of information just further nails the fuck in the coffin or whatever. It's Gokaiger for me. So apparently a person has seen
the
pictures
fuck
of
in the coffin?
You know what?
Is that what vampires do?
Yes.
Fuck in the coffin.
That's what Twilight's about, with the kid from Cheaper by the Dozen and Gregory Hickory, whatever I call him. Greg Hickory.
Greg Hickory.
Yeah.
Cedric Diggory?
Yeah, that's what I called him earlier. That's from the movie. So whenever you're watching that, just remember it's Cedric Diggory versus Shark Boy. That's all it is. And the girl from Catch That Kid. Anyway. That's totally off topic. So a person saw the pictures of the deluxe robo, and it's apparently, according to my nightmare, is going to use the header system for becoming old robos. Most recent info is that the Rekidai modes were changed in the head and chest, and there's supposed to be 16 toys in the deluxe line so far. I need a job, lol. You're just reading this. I would quit my job if I knew I was going to be spending the money on this crap. It just makes me angry the fact that they're using headers. I hate headers because it makes me think of Ghost Ager. I think headers, I think of Alice's face, and they just get angry inside. So anybody's thoughts? Squeaky chair?
Your mother?
I mean, I'm going to have to see it to have a final opinion, but the headers, I don't like headers.
And neither do I.
It just means we're just going to get set after set of
fucking
basically
headers.
Heads of old robots.
Oh my god, so stupid. I just hate it overall. Like, I'm kind of Ghost Ager, like, finished Sentai for me.
I'm not buying this crap. Everyone, don't ask. I want
comments. Oh my god! Sorry.
I want a comment every like 5 days. Are you buying this? No.
This is don't why ask. We want some Sentai reviewers for the site.
Yeah.
Because none of us will be buying anything from Gokaiger.
Yeah, like, Ghost Ager finished it for me. I'm just going to focus on Kamen Rider now. And Power Rangers in terms of show.
Or?
I don't know. I'll have to see what it looks like.
The changes is the only thing I would potentially get.
No, I'm buying changes.
I'm getting the Sentai Heroes, but I'm not going to do a review of them.
Yeah,
I'm on the fence about the changers because, like, I want them because I've got a Morpher and Changer collection. But
well, I'll have to see what it looks like and what else I'm spending money on at the time.
But I mean, if it's gonna be like what the rumor is about all the little figures, and I'm not gonna buy everything to get a little figure, so I might not even bother.
If it has a cool voice too, that also makes a difference. Just like the DK Driver voice. Comment, I mean, Sentai Ride. Wait, no, right. Damn
come
it.
In, Lido, DK!
Thank you. But yeah, like, I don't know. I'm just going to focus my attention to Kamen Rider, pretty much.
Final attack form, Lido.
Thank you. That's a real final attack ride, bitch.
Bitch, you record me?
Did you record me?
Get that camera off me.
Get that camera off me. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, Gokaiger equals cockface.
So, yeah. I may get the changers. I may not get the changers.
We shall see in time. We all may get something. I don't know.
But I'm definitely
probably
not
get
getting
your
the mecha. Not getting
oh, hell
weapons
no.
or anything.
Yeah, fuck no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
I just have to get the vinyl so you can be like, check out my vinyl collection.
Wolves.
Just like Chuck.
Yep. No, it's man, it's not that hard. That's what she
That's
said.
What she
right.
said.
Right. So now, ramble so, time. This is ramble
no,
time.
No, we've still got shit to do, bro.
You said after. Fuck, I forgot. You're right. I'm sorry.
There's still a samurai trailer and an episode summary. God. We do this every week. What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Okay.
I want it to be Ramble Time.
Fuck you.
He said Chuck, and I want to talk about Chuck now.
So, on Wednesday, of course, the day after we record the podcast, Nick.com released the Samurai trailer, which later went to air on Thursday.
Yeah, this is the same preview that was supposed to air on Thanksgiving.
Thursday and Friday and every day after that. But it's about a minute long, and I won't summarize or anything. Just go watch it. I liked it. There wasn't anything wrong with it. You can't really judge too much off of a one-minute trailer. But one thing I do want to get across, the fact that just because they used the MMPR theme in the trailer doesn't mean it's going to be the theme for the show or even be in the show.
I thought we already agreed they were just going to be really lazy and be like, go, go, Samurai Rangers.
Do, 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 do.
Do, do. Go, go, Samurai Rangers.
The background music just stops and it's like Samurai
and like all proper, it's like a robot or like the computer voice. Samurai.
But anyway, like, I don't know, the Green Ranger's acting was a slight bit shaky in the short little scene, but I mean, I'm sure he will will improve over time, so yeah.
Jackie gets better, it's fine. And we saw Grum, he looks all, I'm Grum, but...
He's nice Grum!
Nice Grum.
You ruined the joke!
So we've got the Shinkengers and Nice Grum as our cast right now. And Bulkan Skull 2.0.
They're all, don't tase me, bro.
They weren't in the trailer, though.
They weren't.
I kind of wish they were, because we'd find out who plays Bulk 2.0.
Yeah. Bulk son. Dulk.
Dulk.
Oh no.
But anyway.
Kulk.
I'm looking forward to it. Like, I don't know. I'm the optimistic one, I guess. I know Dawson doesn't care.
Well, just see thoughts on Shinkenger 1.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying. Look how much they copied it. She's playing the same freaking flute.
Yeah, that bothered me a little bit.
I mean, this bothers me. Like, I mean, it still kind of upsets me that they wouldn't come up with an original story, but it makes me mad when they can't even change the characters' personalities. Because you can change their personalities because it doesn't really reflect. Shut up. I'm trying to make a point. I'm being serious for once. Is that it doesn't their personalities of the Shinkengers doesn't really reflect. Fuck!
What are you trying to say?
Don't talk. That's what I'm trying to say. Go reflect yourself. I can't even be serious. Okay, the personalities of the Shinkengers doesn't really reflect in their suits that much, so I don't understand why they can't just at least give them their own characters. It makes me mad. Like, how lazy are they?
Is that instead of...
He's a swimmer, we know. He should have been a breakdancer. I'm just saying, like, they could have kept the main story fine. Whatever, Karu is the real Shinken Red, spoilers. But I just don't think they need to keep the exact same fucking personalities. It's just stupid and lazy. For all we know, Nice Grum's gonna be like, Tono! What's the guy's name? What's the guy's name? Nice Red's Grum? Name? No, right, the Red Ranger. No, Jin. No, Red is his name, the character.
Jaden.
Oh, so he'll be like, Jaden! Get your game on! Like, I don't know.
Apparently,
that,
nice
that
drums
is so clearly the same bloody flute from the Shinkengers.
It's a really good accent. It's really, really deep. Sorry, go ahead.
But
I was
yes,
really impressed.
They did not even try to change it.
They didn't even clean it. Bloody hell!
It still has Kota has herpes on it. The ones I gave her.
We'll see where it goes. I have a feeling some things are going to change as the show progresses, but...
Well, yeah, I don't think there's going to be any... That guy that I can't remember the name of, it was Brown.
Shinken Brown.
Yeah, what was his name? Like
Richard Brown.
Yes! I think, unless he is in it. If he's in it, I just give up.
That would be awesome.
Well, no, I mean, like, the fact that they're just going to copy it. Like, I'm not...
No, I want to actually have Richard Brown in it. The same person.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
That's part of the same campaign is that I want the guy that played Tendo to play Tendo in the American version since he can speak English perfectly.
Speak?
Like,
you know what? I can't talk tonight.
He doesn't act.
It'd be so funny.
Anymore.
Like,
I'm pretty sure I'm shutting down.
It'd be so funny. He just comes in. I'm Richard Brown. Like, what the fuck? Like, he comes in. Who are you guys? Why are you wearing those suits?
I've met people just like you.
Oh, but it looks like, I mean, you can't tell much from the trailer, but from what, like, the glimpses I've seen, it looks like the Morphers are just going to be the cell phone.
We'll see.
Better not be.
Your
Samurai forever!
That'll get on my nerves.
Yeah, that will. They're all
Rangers
optimistic
for,
and shit.
What was it, Rangers Together?
Samurai forever. No,
it was something
Shin Ganger, my damage. Copy it right.
It's too long for a morph call.
I don't think it'll be the morph call. Like people said, how are they going to do it individually?
Rangers took. Oh.
Rangers alone. Samurai's for a little bit.
Yes. Samurai's for a little bit. So anyway, that'll start in February, so we've got a while still.
Expect the summaries on that, and we'll use the Japanese name. A nice scrum.
Nice scrum. Apparently his name's supposed to be Takeru.
In the show?
Yeah.
That's what IMDb says, but that's not reliable in the slightest, but that rumor's been going around for a while.
Whatever. I'm not going to hate it. I'll still watch it. I just think they shouldn't copy it so to the letter. I mean, man.
To the letter?
That's right. That's a saying. I know terms.
You're welcome. So,
thank you.
Yes. I don't know.
What's going on now? I guess so. I think episode Kevin's just rubbing himself.
Make it speedy.
Yeah, honestly.
What's
do the summary, hoe bag.
Oh,
slut.
Hold on, I wasn't ready. I was on Wikipedia. Hold on, I have to.
Oh God.
I have to get.
He's on Google.
Google.
I was using Philip and doing lookups. Hold on.
Kishwado. Google.
All right, what are we on? 11. So,
Irevan.
Irevan, right. Irevan. The last episode, we got Tow Ride Vendor and Epic Dr.
No,
Mark.
We did not get Tow Ride Vendor, thank you.
You're right. and Epic Dr. Magi goes crazy, insane bastard action. So, this one starts off with AG taking his underwear and just hanging it on the restaurant sign. Because the best place to dry your underwear is out in the sunlight where they can absorb its energy and use it for tomorrow. I don't know. I think his underwear is alive.
That's actually a plot hole. I mean, a plot line. His underwear are going to be the final villain.
It's like a parasite.
It's going to be a pants yummy. Pants
and then. And then his underwear, like, flies off, hits this dude in the face. And he's all cool with it. I don't understand why. Apparently it's some old travel buddy of AG's or whatever.
He's like, I recognize that crotch smell.
And he likes to use the phrase, my pen rye, which is Thai for daijoubu.
Why doesn't he just say that?
Because he wants to be Thai. Because
he likes my pen rye.
He likes your pen rye.
And apparently, conveniently enough, the restaurant's all dressed up for Thailand. And this guy here, he has his own travel blog, but he's all like minor leagues because he sucks donkey nuts. And
he's not as good as RidersRangesRambles.com.
He's not. He doesn't have the correct writing staff that we have, plus KO. And he's getting pissed off for this one. Oh well.
You mean the on crack writing team?
Pretty much.
Okay. Because right now this podcast just proves it.
Especially me. You mean they're combined?
Refract.
Spiel or whatever the fuck I said before. Oh god. I need help.
But apparently Strong Girl likes that phrase, my pen rye. I don't know. I think it turns on or something. And but this guy wants to write a book about his journey, and so they're gonna set him up with a publisher. And meanwhile we see human Gamaru looking under a ride vendor trying to find medals for Mizuru. Cause he's just a stupid ass. And Mizuru grabs him by the ear and is like, you are a retard monkey. If you want to give me medals, go get mine back from O's. Okay. I can do that.
Duh.
How he talks.
That's what his American voice actor, I imagine, would sound like.
And then we see Yuva being like, wow, really? This dude's a fucktard. I need to find me a greedy human to get some medals. And then it goes, you count the medals, one, two, add three, life goes on, anything goes, coming opposed. And all that other stuff. And then it's like, count the medals. And they're like, I don't wanna, I can't, they never sent them to me. And apparently the publisher guy says that this guy isn't big time enough, he can't write good enough to get his shit published into a book. So he's all sad faced, and I'm just yawning because I'm tired.
Well, let's beat it up.
I'm trying. And he spouts some crap. And we see Goto going to Kogami, and he gets stopped by somebody he used to be, I guess, a cop with, who starts taunting him. And he gets all angry face and tries to get in a fight with him. And it's like, look, you're a douche. I'm going to go protect the world, so I'm not like you. Go eat cock. And he's like, geez, what's your problem? And Goto walks off. And then we see hobo guy over here, and he's like, I wish I could write like this guy. He's so popular. He thinks he's so popular. And then Yuva shows up and pops a medal on this dude's head. And out pops the yummy. And
Pixels.
Yep. And it walks away all like mummified. And Yuva turns all human and is like, so, what you gotta do? And he's like, who are you? And he's like, so what you gonna do? And he's like, well, if I could write like that guy, derp. And he's like, okay, and disappears. And let's see what happens. Do-do-do-do-do-do. He's all confused because he's a hobo. And then we see that that popular guy is meeting to discuss something about a book. And the yummy shows up going, and it like sucks pollen out of him or something, which I guess like his talent. And it molts into like a butterfly, and it shoots the pollen back away, and it's all yummy. Use stun spore, and it
Bulbasaur,
goes
in, whirlwind,
and it goes into hobo guy over here, and now he's all, I can write better, derp.
Doip.
And
Doip. From New Jersey.
So he goes on that dude's radio program instead of him because that guy's all being attacked. And
some idiot in the projects.
Yeah, and of course, Ankh over here, his spidey sense is tingling. He's like, ooh, I can get medals. And he activates a Taka Kanjo and is like, hey, go find that idiot and send him over to the yummy. So he's like, okay, rape face. And AG shows up, and he's getting beat the hell up and gets lifted in the air and dropped. Ankh arm grabs him, and it's like, shouldn't you be attached to that cop guy? Whatever. And so he gives him medals, and AG's like, well, finally, asshole. And and AG goes all, oh, crap. That's just scanning it properly, and he starts poning him, and
like you're telling on him, he starts poning him.
And then he flies away because he's a yummy with wings, and he gets away, and Goto's all like, dude, you let him get away. And he's like, he has wings,
he cheated. I was poning him, and then he cheated.
That's against the rules. He's like, God, you suck. Why are you O's? And then he's telling Kogami, like, that dude sucks. I hate that guy. He shouldn't be O's. So he starts to leave, and Kogami's like, hold up.
God damn it, your baby cannot read. I'm sick of this commercial. I'm sorry, but this is ridiculous now.
And he's like, hold on. Here's this new Kandra that Dr. Maki made, and I need you to give it to O's. And it's Denki Unagi, and he chucks it to him, and he leaves all angry face, like, right?
He said Chuck. Sorry.
Anyway, He gets all angry face, like, why do I have to keep being the delivery boy? God, this is what Fry is for. And we're back at the restaurant, and we see that, oh, look, the guy's on the radio, and we're all happy, and everyone's happy, and I don't know, we're talking, and there's nothing going on, really. And Goto's all pissed off, going to his bike, and he's like, God damn, why do I have to keep doing this? And then in walks Dr. Maki. And he's like, I think you could do a better job of saving the world than O's, but we have to prove that to Kogami guy. So you're like, oh, God, what's going to happen now? So then we see Hobo guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, my blog's doing so cool, awesome guy face. But these guys are ahead of me. I know I have to be funny and be able to talk good like them because they're giving a talk, and I want to give a talk. So Yuva shows up again, and he's like, dude, who the hell are you? He's like, I don't want to tell you. So anyway, what you got to do to be famous? And he's like, whoa. Who are you? He's like, just answer my question, faggot. He's like, well, if I could...
Stone Cold, who are you, Squirt's pen?
do you need a breath mint, Morgan? And,
baby.
And, knocks him out. And, let's see. He's like, well, if I could talk like those guys, I'd be cool. And he's like, okay, thanks, bye. And disappears again. And now we see the comedy guys in the car and the Yummy drops on the car and chases them down the street, grabs one of them, absorbs his ability, and sends it over to the hobo guy. AJ sees it and is like, I should go that way. And then hobo guy's all there and he hears the guy on the phone's like, hey, there was an accident. And hobo guy's like, I can do your talk. It'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, hell. So AJ's cleaning more underwear because he always has underwear. This is creepy. And so Ankh's like, I mean, AJ's like, Ankh, let's go get that Yummy. And meanwhile, Strong Girl's going to go to that talk because she's got time off of work. And let's see. So then he's like, you better get more medals than you use because these ride vendors aren't free.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. So they're riding away. They run into Gamba. Like, dude, we do not have time for this. We got shit to do. So he chucks him the medals again.
He said chuck because I'm a douchebag.
And so then he goes, he's like, hey, he's like, give me Mizuru's medals. And it's like, no, you take his. And so AG goes all, oh, crap.
That's his catchphrase today.
He was Mr. S for a second. Let's do it again, see what happens. Oh, it does again.
Yeah,
let's try that one more time.
Let's hear that same sound again. Scanning charge, damn it.
There you go.
Yep. But then he starts getting pwned by Gamera, so Ankh's like, here, use this. Right, so now he's all super fast, and he starts going all like, he's gets them Tora claws out, and he starts doing like quick attack, double team, just like going around in circles. And Gamaru's all like, I'm dizzy.
Then he uses fury swipes.
Yeah, and then he uses like, double kick fury swipes, and like somehow it knocks Gamaru into Ankh, who drops the two taco medals, and Gamaru takes them. And he's like, hey, get those medals back. And Ankh's like, Oz is like, got to take care of that Yummy. Runs off. And so meanwhile, the Yummy's chasing the other comedy guy. And Goto shows up, tries to shoot him. It does nothing. He gets pwned while Dr. Maki's watching this. He's just getting beat the hell up. And it's funny. Because he's all angry face. Meanwhile, this guy over here is giving his little hobo talk. He's rehearsing for the hobo talk. And Strong Girl's watching. She sees Yuva, recognizes him. He turns into his greed form and tries to attack her to silence her. Everyone starts screaming and running like crazy people. And then finally, Oz encounters the Yummy, but he can't stop running because he doesn't know where the brakes are. So he just uses his Wolverine claws to like skid to a stop. And he runs in to get the Yummy, and he attacks him a little bit. And it's like, we have to stop him because he's going to fly away. So you have to clip his wings. Here, use this.
Kiss her!
which means now that he's used this form, Bandai has license to make a figure out of it. And so he does that, and then he starts fighting with those, and then he's scanning charges, and we see like the like honing in thing with the Taka, and then he starts running really fast, and he's going to go cut him with the Kamakiri blades, and then Goto's like, I'll fix this rocket launcher, and then he shoots him with a big explosion, and then the episode ends. Like, what happened? I don't know.
Goto's a team-killing fucktard.
Pretty much. So that's about it for this episode.
I thought Goto was you in Halo.
Basically. Team-killing
fucktard. He's like, I got shotgun.
Runs around with his shotgun and missile launcher. That's how I play Halo.
Mm.
It's called a rocket launcher. Nub.
Missile, rocket, I don't care. They both go... So.
No, the other one goes... God.
Jeez.
No, anyway. Explosives.
How dare you call yourself a fan of Casey? He knows his explosives.
You need to use the big guns.
Time to bring in the big guns. I meant me, the Intersect. By the
it's big time gun. To unleash the Casey.
I want that shirt, but it's sold out.
I know, I want it too.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. I think that Buy More shirt pack with the mug was on sale, so I ordered that. Still going into Best Buy now. It's going to be like a rivalry.
I also want to get one that says, unfortunately, I didn't get to use the nunchucks.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just because I actually have nunchucks. But anyway, so about this episode.
So yeah, about the episode. I hate to throw the next episode is better line out there, but it is. Not that this episode was really bad, it just didn't really do anything either.
It was one of the weaker ones so far, but the other ones have been pretty good. And I don't know, I don't like Hobo Guy. He kind of is annoying.
Yeah. He leaves anyway, so.
Yeah, plus his pen is rye, so.
His pen's made out of rye bread. Delicious.
His pen is toast.
Buttery.
Yes.
Holds up buttery fingers. Okay.
So, as much as I want to discuss the episode, I don't really feel like there's really...
I'm going to give my thoughts quick before I get dragged away again. Because I made a joke about my thoughts, and then we got distracted in ramble time last time.
Okay.
Okay. So,
you don't have thoughts.
Shut up. Okay. So, I think this was the weakest episode for me. I don't think it was one of the weakest. I think it was the weakest just because I've never really been bored watching an episode until this one, until, like, the end. Like, because I really didn't care about the story of the week, and... I don't know. Like, I haven't, except for the clip, I haven't seen much of the next one, but I know the next one's going to be better because it has the White Blaster Beetleborg. But, it was kind of boring. The one thing I am happy about is that he was actually using the Wolverine Claws properly rather than using a sword. Because that just pisses me off to no end.
Oh, we know.
It just makes me mad. Like, Wolverine doesn't use a sword. He's got fucking claws. If I had fucking blades that came out of my fist, I wouldn't be like, I need a sword. How am I going to defend myself? Anyway, but it was a pretty boring episode, but the fight was pretty good. Or the fights, rather. And I'm kind of pissed that Ankh's got the medals again and he's control of it.
Yeah, that sucks really hard.
And I don't know why he couldn't have just gone straight to Taka Torta. Somebody's phone just vibrate?
No. Huh. That was me.
I'm hearing divorces!
I don't know why he can't just be like... Give me the medals back. No, you, and I run off.
I don't know why he keeps giving them back. Although it looks like when he was talking to Goto, like he just like dehensioned. It looked like just, everything just disappeared. Like the driver just like poof, like it just goes back to Ankh.
Yeah, whatever.
It was pretty funny seeing Goto get owned. He's like, "I will blow you up!" Ha ha! And then he got goes killed in the face.
Yeah, bitch slapped.
But yeah, it was the weakest episode for me, but I'm pretty confident next week's gonna be better.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is.
White Buster Beetleborg. White Buster Beetleborg. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, Dawson's going to get boner face next week.
Fuck yeah.
And we might have to do a substitution if I can't get a medal set here in the next week, so.
Got you covered, bro.
Fuck you.
We're going to have to call in something. Fuck, I had a joke there. Something about
to,
like a second string.
I have to call the backup
defense.
In.
Move down the bench. Some kind of awesome power
reference. I'm going to have to get help from Morgan, so.
Yes.
Guillermo.
I'm gonna go to Shuki. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you're my only hope.
You mean me or you? No, no. Do you know? Do you know? Oh my god, you know.
Oh my god, you know.
That was great.
So anyway.
You've been on missions? Oh, yeah, of course. I didn't see you out there. Who knows what's going on anymore?
I don't know. We kind of bled into ramble time.
As usual.
So,
is it actually ramble time now, or am I hallucinating again?
No, it's ramble time for reals.
You always hallucinate.
You're right. My entire life has been a delusion. Thought today was going to suck, but at least I won't get smallpox. Nope. I'm getting smallpox.
Just pick a ramble time topic and go.
What wasn't the first thing you said of everything after this is ramble time? That's why I got confused and it was the metal picture.
If we want to talk about that, I don't care.
Oh fuck. That's all I was. You said pick a topic and you pissed me off.
let's talk about some figure art things. Axel Trial and the Decatur, which is where Dawson is from.
Fuck yeah.
From DK. Since they've shipped, we've seen their boxes, and they're pretty badass.
Decatur is very reminiscent of turning into Dawson here. Very reminiscent of Violent Emotions box.
It's also reminiscent of something that doesn't come with a special edition stand, even though it's exclusive.
This is true, little bitch. Yeah.
Quote of the week. This is true, little bitch.
I'm so mad.
The box is also basically just like Hard and Skull Builders, since it's all black with different colored writing. And Axel Trial is basically just like Axel, except it's blue.
Yeah, it's just like red, except it's blue.
Yep. It's my story, and
his
I'm sticking
totally
to it.
Face is disproportionate. Don't you see his mouth? That's a disgrace. Figure arts have gone downhill.
Moving on to that topic.
Someone's about to rage.
Oh my god, people.
Need to shut the fuck up. Really, that's what the topic is.
Like I said that one week, just take your hand and smack your face with it. punch yourself even. Make a fist. I don't care. Just hit yourself.
Hard.
Hard do get him.
Hit yourself hard, gay.
I don't know what it is about, not particularly this fandom, but fandoms in general. They always need to be bitching about something.
I know.
No, these guys do.
Like,
there are certain people.
I'm going to say I'm not guilty. I mean, we're just sitting there bitching about Gokaiger. We really didn't have to bitch about Gokaiger, but we did. But
that's different. It's not
okay.
That it's not going
so
there.
The first figure arts released were V3, Ichigo, Nigo, Shaka Rider, all of them. I'm looking at the mold right now, and as good as the mold is, I can safely say figure arts have gotten much better when I look over at double Nasca.
Except for the loose double problems.
Yeah, I'll get to that. But, I mean, Axel's great. Joker's a
Ixa.
Work of art. Ixa's amazing.
Ixa's my sex toy.
Rising Ixa.
I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Thank you for that. The Kugas, normal gills, even Exceed gills to an extent. If you glue in his pieces, Exceed gills is actually really good.
Yeah, even though gills are the best ever.
But I mean, looking at the newer figure arts compared to
Kick Hunger. Oh God, the truth has come out. He's cheating on. Here he go. Kick Hunger. Come in line now. Kick Hunger.
I was going to say Kick Hunger.
Kick Hunger. Oh,
that's what was going to come out of my mouth before I stopped myself.
Hunger. What does that say about me? Oh, shit. I was talking too loud.
You have a thing for Kick Hunger, I guess.
No, you.
So, like, looking at the early Kabuto guys and the first molds. Even looking at Fize has a handful of problems, but he's still a fantastic mold. So I think that figure arts are going downhill is just kind of a moronic statement. and in fact, less so of kind of, but more so of is. Yeah, basically. For the people to sit there and nitpick about Fize's thighs are too thick, The Kiva mold is improportional to itself. The Zomvat sword is clear. It shouldn't be clear.
Does it jack off enough?
What else? The paint on Emperor Kiva, isn't gold enough.
Here's the thing about some of these is like,
unless you own the toy, you have absolutely no right to say things like that.
Honestly,
people consistently complain about literally every figure art with the same complaint. His thighs are too thick. Really? Is it possible that everything his thighs are too thick? Honestly, come on now. What is wrong with you? And then
go on.
And then it's like, oh, that line on his face, yeah, that should be that's slightly too big, so no, that's just stupid. They totally screwed up. Yeah, like really? Like are you measuring it? Are you seriously measuring it, like to be able to say that?
With the exception of like people that are just assholes to be assholes, I always get the vibe from a lot of these posts that there are people that want this figure but are trying to talk themselves out of it. Like they're like
feeling too sometimes.
Like they're like, I want this figure, but I don't want to spend money. So I'm gonna like come up with some excuse and then post it. Like I get that vibe from so many people.
That or they want to get it themselves and want to talk everyone else out of it so they can easily get it.
That's true. That's another thing. Or like you see people like, oh, I just got these figures. Well, I'm not getting that because he has a horrible ear problem. Like they're trying to like make themselves not feel bad that they don't have it.
Yeah. The current nitpicks of the day include Axel Trial's mouthpiece area being too large, and the sides of his helmet being also too large. And the big rant and rave currently is the fact that apparently they're using the ball jointed ankles for the Kivas, and apparently Hyper Kabuto, which is weird to me because I figured they would be mostly using the
same
normal Kabuto mold, but I fail to see what's wrong with ball jointed feet. I mean, yeah. A lot of figure arts have used ball jointed feet. Both Gills do.
Then clearly you're not as enlightened as these people are.
Jeek uses ball joint.
And Jeek is sex on a biscuit.
He is. I think most of the
Jeek is sex in a teacup.
Imagine.
I actually like the ball jointed ones. Because I can get my Gills skill, like, in really crazy poses. His feet are, like, really
extended. Can't really tell what they're imagining. I think
mine are in a glass case, so I can't pull them out.
I'm not, like, bringing them down. I'm just trying to look.
Not entirely sure.
I don't know for sure. But anyway, the only figure that I've had problems with the ball-jointed feet was Hana. And Hana's a bitch. So
literally?
Yeah. She kind of has weight distribution problems and falls over at the slightest poke, so...
Stop poking her.
Well, I had to make her look like a slut sitting on the table and to make sure that she didn't fall over and knock over half my fig yards.
He was poking her in the crotch.
He's having an affair with Muta Bobbito.
Speaking of, he hasn't fallen down too much either. He's got ball jointed feet. He's awesome. So,
although he did decapitate another Akito.
Yeah, he's slightly fixed though, so that's cool. But yeah, I'm kind of done ranting. A little bit.
You feel better now?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's therapeutic.
It is. Ranting.
I do think they had a slight QC control problem with or that sounded dumb.
I won't deny that they've had a huge amount of QC problems lately, but that doesn't mean that the figure arts themselves have gone down quality. That's just typical Bandai, really.
I have to say, which I actually kind of almost care more about, is that I've hardly have any paint mistakes ever. Like, I'd rather have a loose joint than a paint mistake. I think the only thing that I've ever had that's notable is my original DK had some splotches on his eyes, but it doesn't matter because I just flicked his head across the room when I got DK Fury. So it's like, God knew that there's going to be a new DK, so he's like, just take it.
Yeah, I don't remember really having any paint problems either. I think Heat Metal had a tiny little bit of a splotch on his back somewhere, but...
I can't. I think there's one that
maybe
that's had,
like, his back. So,
but it's like I can't think of any like major paint problems like I can with like other shit I buy that I have to like constantly like check them like see if there's some kind of mistake on it.
Transformers does that a lot.
Yeah, Transformers Ben 10, or I was buying those Iron Man figures or whatever. Those are horrible. I mean the paint, but like if you get a good figure, fine. Anyway, but like That's one thing that makes me mad is that Double had such a giant quality control problem with how long they had to wait for them to come up with that mold.
Right.
And they only had to come up with one mold to keep repeating. Couldn't they have just got it right? So I'm hoping O's will be fine.
Is that's what like... I don't get is that like half of them were really tight and then half of them were loose. Like, it's the same mold.
It's ridiculous. I'm hoping the O's is fine, but I think my only other really loose one is Fize. And he's just sitting there talking on the phone. Sooner or later, he's going to realize he's not talking to anybody. Or Fize.
But yeah, so anyway. People just need to shut the fuck up.
Honestly. People need to shut up, because we own all figure arts, and you're just jealous.
Yep.
Except I don't own all figure arts. I own all main releases. Soon to be dethroned by O's.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get them. I don't know. I'm probably going to get them.
Chibi has no self control.
I'm saying I'm not, but I probably will.
I'm hoping they'll all be exclusive so that way I still can say I own every main release figure art.
I'm hoping they just don't make them.
I'm hoping they'll be like, I don't know, fuck them, and toss them in the trash. Because they're not. Let's not go into this again. It just gets me angry.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yep. And, so how about that Pokemon?
What's going on there?
Stupid.
Wait, I ranted about this last week.
Ash is a genius at the Lily of the Valley tournament.
I thought you were talking about best wishes for a sec.
No, there was no best wishes, so we'll just talk about Galactic Sinnoh League Victor Battle Frontier Action. I don't know. It's a stupid title and a gay theme song. So
it's about you. It's about me.
It's about hope. It's about dreams.
No, no, it's not. Ash will never have his dream come true.
He'll never age from 10.
In the next season.
I know. It's horrible. I need to stop watching the subs. I mean, the show they can't even understand. Didn't even have to read it to know that Ash is numbnuts in that show. It's not even Ash.
This week he pwned Nando in round one.
Nando.
And somehow somebody had a Heatran at the tournament. I don't know.
Just walking next to him. No big deal. Whatever.
Nope, it's a Heatran. Saw one of those already, so that's cool. The Darkrai guy was all creepy and scared Barry to peeing his pants. That was funny. And it's all like, Kulava, go fight Armaldo. That's a rock type. No, it's fine.
It'll be smiley face.
Armaldo used X Scissor, kills Kulava. What?
But he just evolved. He's all super powerful. Yeah, he's level 16.
It's like, that was a bug move. He's a fire type. That shouldn't work. And it's like, fire move on Armaldo. Dead. What?
Don't you know that water types are completely weak to fire types also?
You're right. I'm so stupid.
I know. Brock is just a wealth of knowledge.
That's why he got lost every week. And then it's all like Heracross, one billion focus punches in a row.
Okay. Giran Fukus. I don't know.
Heracross, Heracross pwns. That's all I know.
His voice is.
I
different.
Still understand how that worked. Like
the Heracross pwns.
Focus punch. It's just like punch, 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 punch. I'm like, that's not how focus punch works.
I don't know. What
is in the anime?
They don't play by the rules.
Stop.
As evident by Bulbasaur, Whirlwind.
Bulbasaur, Whirlwind.
That's when you knew they were playing logic. When Pikachu beat Onix because he got wet.
Yeah, and Rhydon because he aimed for the horn.
Yeah. Use it as a conductor. Oh my god, he found a loophole. No. There's no Pikachu aim at horn option in the game.
Pikachu aim at the horn.
There's no you can't go to the Brock's gym in yellow and be like, activate the sprinkler. Yes.
Pull sprinkler alarm? Yes. Oh, God.
That should have been an option in yellow.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, you can't go to Erica's gym and go like, start fire. Save gloom. Get badge.
Start fire.
Sabrina's gym. Get her large tongue from Haunter. Get badge.
God. Just because you get the girl large tongue does not mean she'll stay.
Oh, God.
Here we go again.
It's a public service announcement for our viewers.
Our poor viewers.
Our poor viewers.
Oh God, what else is there? Also, though, Galactic Battle is, yeah, the rest of the one before this one is finally coming to DVD. Yay.
Yay, isn't it like next year or something?
It's in March. It's in March. The cover, it's got 15 episodes. The cover has Ash and his 6 Pokemans, Gliscor, Chimchar, Grottle.
I didn't know there was a cover yet.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. I think it's Staravia at the time. I've been Staraptor. I don't even know. I don't remember when it evolved. All I know is that there's a Chimchar and a Grottle, and I giggled. And Gliscor is there, a Pikachu, and Buizel.
Okay.
And
Pikachu, what a surprise.
So I'm assuming it's going to end up being 3 volumes again, because it's like 52 episodes total, and this one has 15. So it's at least 3 sets.
Yeah.
And there's that. The Arceus movie is finally coming to DVD.
Yeah.
Eventually. And there's a title for movie 14, Victini and the Dark Hero. Or Black Hero. Whatever.
Black Hero. I got a comment on one of my Pokemon videos about Black Hero, what are they thinking? I'm like, it doesn't mean that in Japan. They don't run around calling them black people.
They're not racist over there. They just rip you off.
They just scalp you.
Yeah.
Yep.
But so, epic Victini action, possibly Keldeo. So.
Whatever that is.
And Musketeer action. The water fighting first event legendary.
The little horse.
Oh.
Number 647.
I don't know by the number.
Well, there's 649 the last 3 are.
Well, you know what? No, you. Exactly.
So, hopefully we'll all still, if he's in it, then also I'm assuming that would mean Virizion, Cobalon, and Terrakion are in it, so that'd be cool. But you never know, because they didn't put a second Pokemon's name in the title yet. So,
the way Best Wishes go on, I'm going to stop watching it.
It'll be good for a laugh. And,
I'll just keep up with, like, pictures just to see what's going on, but they piss me off.
It'll be okay, Dusham. It'll
be
okay.
They betrayed me for the last time.
Hang in there, little soldier. It'll be okay.
No, you. You just get happy by everything.
I do.
He does. It
excites me.
It offends me after watching this character since I was a kid that he grows finally, and then they totally reset him now.
Oh, well.
I can't believe he lost his shooty.
Yeah, I know he sucks. But speaking of Pokemon things that don't suck, though, the Pokemon Special Manga Volume 37 came out in Japan, which will eventually be released here as, like, Pokemon Adventures Platinum Volume 7, because that's how they're doing things. Or no, actually, it'll be Volume 8, because 30 is Volume 1, so it'll be Volume 8. And, the cover has Pearl with his team of 6. It looks epic. I love that cover. It's got Buizel and Diglett and Tauros and Luxray.
When does the DP Adventures start?
When?
Yeah.
Oops. It's soon. It's like...
Isn't it February or something?
Yeah, it's like February. It's when... let me look it up right now. It's because next month is 10, and I think it starts with, like, when 12... It starts in March. So it comes out right before 12. So, like, 11 comes out in February, 12 is April, and then between that is Adventures Platinum, which is Diamond and Pearl.
Okay.
And that's in March. Volume 2 is in June, so there's a 3-month span there.
So I take it nothing happens at the beginning of the Diamond and Pearl arc that would make anyone confused.
Yeah, no, it's not, because it just is. You mean like having chapters from the press?
Pressed.
Chapters from the last series?
I'm sure people just love to hear your banter over manga.
Yeah, no, because the end of Volume 29 ends with the end of the Emerald Saga, so 30 started off with the beginning of Diamond Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's not any confusing chapters, which is probably why they're doing it this way. And then Volume 2 comes out in June with this 3-month gap for those, whereas the rest have a 2-month.
Speaking of good manga, everyone should go check out Bakuman. It has absolutely nothing to do with
Bakugan.
I will
not check out Bakugan.
Even before you. It's about people who want to be create manga.
And also, if you have an iPad, apparently you can get a Viz Manga app.
Yeah, and you have to like buy their manga.
You have a pair pad.
Well, yeah, but you could have them on your iPad instead of and take them with you wherever on a cool iPad device like Ankh uses, as opposed to having the book.
That'd be great.
I'm just putting it out there.
That'd be great if I could buy the book and then get it on my whatever too.
Like there's a code on the manga.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Oh, but except people could go look at it. Like, there should be like a GameStop deal where you buy the manga and they give you like a receipt with a code. You know what I'm talking about? Like when they give you downloads.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't get downloads, but they do that. Oh, you have a PS3 now. They should give you downloads once you get something.
I got a download with Transformers.
Oh, that's right. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
But yeah. So. So there's that. Let's see what else. What would you like to talk about, Douche and Rider?
Ponies.
How much I want to go to bed.
By Brian, aka Shuki. They're the same person.
You mean Shuquin Shinobi and Shinobi Creative are the same person?
Yeah.
Yes. They both live in Shuki Cave.
Without the secret identity.
Well, we could talk about the exciting new episode of Chuck, but not everyone here is cool enough to have seen it.
Fuck you,
totally caught up.
It.
Nope. What? Your mom's banging folk off, and you don't even know who that is. Maybe, no, actually, technically you don't.
Why is it?
I've heard of him because I've seen 3 episodes.
You don't know who he is.
I know about the Master Spies, but I know who Sarah Connor is. She's Chuck's mom.
Why is the Viz thing iPad only? That angers me.
You just go back to that.
Well, because it's a bigger device. As
I can read on my phone.
Fuck your mother.
Is that your response to everything? Oh, God. Yes. Shit's gone. He just dropped his crayon. Shit's on now.
Oh, I thought that was him beating Saris.
He was coloring bug, and then he got pissed.
The he gets crayon that shit has in the line.
Who is he, Gamaru? He's just coloring a
pencil.
Book.
No, only coloring.
Your mother likes coloring on my ass.
Oh my god.
Okay, final thingies.
Do you want to talk about the application thingy?
Yes.
I have a thingy and it's not final. Oh.
Yes, we know. So as Dawson just said, application thingy. If you go
to the technical term.
RidersRangersAndRambles.com,
which of course you do every day.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
.com.
That's how British people say it.
Hover over the staff thing and then go down to apply now. And basically we're looking for reviewers of things that aren't Kamen Rider. Since
basically things we don't cover.
We got Kamen Rider covered. I'll be doing Transformers too.
I got Ben 10 covered.
Wait,
bitches, best back off.
Sorry. If you're doing Transformers 2, what about Transformers 1 and 3?
Lol.
Ignoring you. Gentleman's got nothing else because he don't do shit.
Oh my god, you're a bastard homosexual.
Gentleman started because he was copying
you
me.
You only review Kamen Rider.
Pretty much.
So yeah.
I got Kamen Rider and Ben 10 covered.
So anyway, Dawson's contributing Ben 10. I'm going to contribute Transformers. So basically, if you review Transformers, since we'll need more than just me because I don't buy everyone. Sentai in particular, since we're not getting Gokaiger, anyone that is will be necessary. And reviews, anything else, really. I can't think of anything in particular. If you're buying the Power Rangers Samurai toys, I guess you can do that.
I guess.
Nobody wants those, really.
In particular. So basically, any sort of reviews, game reviews, movie reviews. So basically anything that isn't Kamen Rider toys. We're good to go on that. We need editors, so if you're an English major, you like checking
editing.
Editors are necessary. Columnists, if you do a comic or you do some sort of, I don't know if it's good enough a fanfic. I don't know. I don't really want to get into that, but
I do cool guy lists.
Yeah, cool guy lists.
That's what I do.
Buyer's
my
guides.
Job.
Anything of the sort that can be a column.
Oh shit, we have to start our holiday thing.
Feel free. Ryoku started that already.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Without us? Bitch.
I talked to him a little bit, but then he ran off.
He ran off? I'm sorry, it's just funny.
Well, because he's trying to keep getting pwned by Narnia.
How can he start without us? We're the ones that do the reviews. We have to do a panel.
Reporters in particular, we need. We've only got like 3. So fill that out, name, age, what you want to do, writing
serial
sample,
number,
all that fun stuff. Serial number required. So,
credit card number.
Credit card information.
Social security number for those in the U.S.
Naked anything pictures. Like no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, Shuki wants those.
That's right. Sorry. Yeah.
God damn it. So anyway, please apply. I would check the applications right now, but I have no idea where they're going. So I don't. I assume they're going to the webmaster email account, but I don't have access to that yet.
Oh my god.
Why don't we get access to it?
Because we're not editor-in-chief like he is.
Yep.
I need to talk to Ryoku about this.
I need to talk to Roy.
You're lucky you're a deputy editor. You've got terrible writing
skills. Yeah, you can be a columnist.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you can be a
columnist.
Well, it's true.
I know. But still, we should all be equal in this. I'm just saying.
Apparently we're riding his coattails, Dawson. That's what's happening.
I don't even know what the fuck you could edit. Besides, like, kindergarten work.
No, you.
Goey cock.
Zeef.